All right. Okay. I don't know. Okay, so we're gonna start, and today's question is gonna be, would you rather be tiny as a fly or massive as a dinosaur? I don't know.
Actually, that one's pretty basic, actually, now that I think about it.
Well, still, but think about it. What would you say?
No, but that one's actually really easy. Like, obviously.
How is it? Other questions?
Okay, yeah. So, okay, look. So, I would say a fly.
A fly?
They're really annoying. You know, when they're flying around people.
Yeah.
But they're really discreet. Like, they're small. Uh-huh. But you can, like, really be anywhere and hear any type of conversation, you know?
That is true.
You can be a really, hey! Don't put it in your mouth. You're a really, like, sneaky fly and just, like, get some tea spill.
So, oh, you got like, a lot of stirred up. Yeah.
But, like, you go to places and you take a lot of fly. You have tiny wings.
Right? Yeah, it would
but
take...
But you're also a dinosaur.
The voice is saying,
you're not that sneaky, but you're, like, smaller than the leader, but you get faster to any situation you want to get to. So it's, like, I'd say a fly still. Because I could be, like... going around like the neighborhood, like seeing a friend,
Segun,
but
mm-hmm.
they're not gonna know I'm there because I'm a fly. They
could
kill me.
No, they could kill you. You have to run away from that. That is another thing. If you're a fly, if you're as tiny as a fly, you would have to like be careful to not get killed.
Exactly. But then that's the thing. That's why it's actually a really simple question. If you're a dinosaur, people are gonna be scared of you. There's no way they're gonna kill you. You're too big.
But then again, but no, because then why do you make the Godzilla movies and all those things?
Yeah,
so they're gonna kill them.
But if you
want
to go inside places, it's gonna be harder, I guess. That you're in big feet, you're gonna be able to travel easy and everything. People are gonna know where you are. They're gonna hide from you. Everything's gonna be like your own world.
True. Okay.
And
yeah,
a fly, guess what? I can just kill it and trap it like we do in the window and kill it.
Well, then it kills and it's dead.
And flies like poop.
Like, but how about this? How about, because the question, if you think about it, the question is actually, would you rather be as tiny, or did I get it right or not?
Oh, as tiny
as a fly, or as massive as a dinosaur? And the question, yeah, right? The question was,
yeah,
okay. So then the real question is, would you be, you would still be a human? Would you be tiny like a fly, or would you be huge like a dinosaur?
I think it's still be
so.
Huge.
You'd basically be a giant human or a small person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man,
you wouldn't be a shapeshifter fly or a dinosaur.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
I don't
cool.
know
where we got that idea from.
Well, there you go. That's the whole thing. I'd be a fly, as small as a fly. But then I'd be in danger of someone stepping on me, you know?
Yeah.
Because I can't move to a certain place.
And
to,
if
like,
you're
really
bigger
fast.
Than a human, you are the one. That it's not in danger.
But you're
the only thing. The only thing that you can do is kill another human.
Right.
But let's be honest, it's not gonna happen. Well, actually,
that would be weird. I mean, what does the cops come towards you if you're as massive as a dinosaur? Like, would the scientists come to you? Like, hey, let me explore what's going on. Or but if it, okay, for me, I think I'd be as tiny as a fly, just because only if I had someone else. Like, let's say, you know, like, for example, you, and I'll be like, oh, Cynthia, well, I'm going to be as tiny as a human. Aquí, as in mi casa, you know, make my house.
No.
Make my little tiny room.
No, they're going to borrow me mansions. Yeah, and I was thinking that, too, if I were tiny, the only reason would be because Junior would have me in his little pocket.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be tiny.
And you have your own book and your own movie. Oh, my God, it's perfect.
Yes!
That'd be so funny. No, but yeah, that would make sense if you're tiny,
but you big, it's human. Like, you're in, if I were bigger than humans... I'm in charge of the whole people in here. I can carry you and squeeze you and say shut up or I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, that's gruesome, but yeah. Wow, so, yeah, true.
Like Montserrat Hill Garcia. And I don't like when she's saying something. I can just grab her and tell her, are you gonna shut up or I'm gonna have to squeeze all of this?
Why do you care?
Don't worry about it.
Until her friend's almost out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Bad.
No, yeah, but then, like, if you're a giant human, you can't be so discreet about stuff.
I mean, if I know, but if you're big, also, you got nothing to worry about because if you're scared of big dogs right now, they're gonna be tiny dogs.
You won't be scared.
And if you get bitten, nothing.
No, but if you're tiny, you're a perfect spy. What else?
Yeah.
You know, like, spilling the tea, like, you had to the head.
So you guys would be tiny.
You would be big, huh?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking both now.
I could be like, I could like
jump on a car and get to a certain destination, you know? And then just, like, be there. And then they wouldn't know because I'm tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Free Uber.
I don't know. Yes. Free Uber, free everything. And then the food. Think about it, Cynthia. Food, if you're big, you're massive, you're gonna need more food.
You're wasting
the
economy.
You're
wasting the economy.
Yeah, but it's gonna cost you more if you're a massive human. Maybe, tiny, I don't know. Maybe.
You could literally eat just like a pepperoni slice and you're good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For like a day.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, and the good thing about tiny is that they've already made tiny kitchens.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my
Tasting the tiny food as a human that we are right now, like,
that's exactly it. There you go. It's like eating tiny foods. It's like being a giant human because you need more of it to really be full.
Okay.
You can't just eat a whole
plate,
which is like maybe this big or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But then if you're like a tiny, that makes sense.
But then what if one day you're like accidentally fell asleep in a cement? I don't know why. Somebody turns the car and they kill you because guess what?
So then, what's your final answer?
I don't know.
What's your final answer? What would it be? Tiny as a fly or massive as a dinosaur?
I don't know. I'm taking a fly.
You would say as tiny as a fly? I would probably too.
I thought it was like actually being a fly, and I was like, oh, you can fly because you got little wings, but you just really meant tiny ass. No, I thought about that too. I'm like, yeah, like that. Then I thought about it more, and I'm like, wait, no, yeah, not a tiny fly. Yeah, oh my God.
That's really tiny. Like, flies are like a centimeter. I don't know. They're really tiny. They're small. They'd be really tiny. I'd probably want to be a little bigger.
Yeah, some of them are much. Noe recently just like killed a really big fly. It was huge.
Ew.
Like nightmare fever. Like no. Like I will not. But like. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just wait on Cynthia's answer. Okay, Cynthia, so you're the only one left, so could you give us your final answer? Would you rather be as tiny as a fly or as big and massive as a dinosaur? Final answer. Give or take. Bubbity boo.
I'm gonna have to go with tiny.
Are you sure? I mean, if you wanna be massive, you can be massive. I'm noticing.
No, yeah, tiny.
Okay. Well, I guess that is everything for today's podcast. Please comment, tell us, let us know what you would be if you would rather be as tiny as a fly or if you'd rather be as massive as a dinosaur. Please let us know. We would like to hear it.